Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
4 o'clock. Good to have you. We have done about 2 hours of Tiger baseball. We're going to get back into it in the five. Just a question of which number is more real. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Also, really nice interview with Tarek Skubal on the morning show. Liked what he had to say. We finally got a little bit of the sincerity we're hoping for. I like it here. I love playing here, etc. Good enough for me. I just need to hear you say it one time. Dealer's choice. And since there's three of you, there's going to be a vote. Okay. And how you guys vote determines what we do here and what we do in 10 minutes. Do you want the following? One segment, Sherrone Moore contract, or Lions historical power stat? We're going to do both, but what do you want to do right now? Kenny, David, Rico, you get to vote. It's election season.
I'm going to say Lions power stat.
Okay. Let's go to King Wolverine.
I'm voting Sherrone Moore contract.
That means the tiebreaker's the deflator?
Oh, no, I'm not the deflator today.
That's true. You and I are positive here, right, with the Tigers wild card odds. These two are bleep canning it. What do you want to hit for one segment?
I'm going to go with David. David?
Sherrone?
Yep, we're going to go strong we'll Black Caucus here.
So let me ask a question.
Yes.
If Sherrone's contract situation had never gone public, does today ever happen?
No.
Okay, that was a simple answer. Why is everything so complicated with that school?
That's a more difficult question to answer.
Now that's the question to ask.
Because here's what I'd like to see, right? And I'll never get to see it. Only if, like, the free press attacks it with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind like they did Mel Tucker's contract. I would like to see... what's the out clause in here? Mm-hmm. Because you can dress it up, but what's the out clause in there if the NCAA pops him?
Right. Or what happens if, you know, you get hit with the level one? Do we not have to pay you this? Can we release you? Like you said, can we let you go and we owe you nothing but a hearty handshake and a go blue?
Well, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. But here's my one thing. I think it's interesting timing. Like, generally, you would get this stuff done before the season or after a huge win. Rarely does it happen when you've been hit with a refrigerator by an opponent and then stuffed inside of it. So here's my question. Listening to the morning show on Monday, midday show, even our show, we had a couple of these people. People were very upset, and it was less about the team and like they were taking it out on Sherrone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, he signed his contract. Without the details of what's in said contract, which, again, I'm sure our intrepid news reporters will get.
Going to FOIA it, yeah.
Sure. Well, listen, they got to every line item on Tuck's deal. I expect the same here. I'm kidding.
That's funny.
I'm kidding.
That's a funny man.
I'm kidding. I'm being absolutely facetious. Here's the one thing I'm being totally sincere about. I'm glad it's done because I don't like nonsense. I want to talk football.
See, yeah, because I was wondering, because David, we talked about it pre-show. Were they doing this to kind of say, okay, even though he lost, he's our guy, we're not going to bail on him yet?
I think they were doing this because, uh-oh, secret's out, dude doesn't have deal, we look ridiculous.
And we just got boat raced by Texas.
Let's you better tell your recruits something.
Yeah, let's get some positive news out there. He's not going anywhere.
Well, that's
he's
the other our thing. Guy. Look, Sherrone's an excellent recruiter by trade. Now, he alone can't elevate Michigan to the top 10 classes that I think fans are wondering why they're not getting. However, now that he's the captain of the ship, if it's public that dude's been operating on a handshake, a memorandum of understanding, no, you have to get a deal. This is what we talked about in Vegas. I'm like, this is silliness. You either sign the guy or you don't. And there are clearly reasons why not. So it makes me wonder, well, geez, all of a sudden this got done after a firestorm. Well, that's convenient. And then you factor in, all right, well, show me the Carfax. Like, what's the buyout or what's the separation clause? What's the out if he gets popped? I know what my guess is.
1 year, you get paid for this year and that's it.
That's a guess.
Yeah.
That's a guess.
But in the back of my mind, because I hear you, I hear both of you say it, and you keep saying secret, the secret's out. Well, how is the secret out if the AD is the one that released the information? So in the
Broke in USA Today first that he did not have a contract.
I thought Ward said it first on the radio.
No, it was a report first, then Ward got into the pod space. And we're like, why are you bringing more attention to this?
Confirmed it. He confirmed it. Yeah. So I just, in the back of my mind.
They were working out the details.
And I think differently, guys, but in the back of my mind, it's almost like, dude, you're going to sign this. No, I'm not, Jerome. I'm not going to sign this.
Yeah, but
watch this.
What leverage does he have?
See, NOA stuff is in there, and maybe he did not want to. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I disagree.
Meanwhile, Kenny is just priming the pump as the SEC honk in the corner over there. He's just like, you hate to see it.
It's like, are those duck feathers or geese feathers?
You literally took the words out of my mouth. You just hate to see it.
Pillow fight.
Yeah, go to driving school. Okay?
But no, David, I think it's, I don't think that it was you're going to sign this. I think it was more of a, the powers that be at Michigan, how do we get out of this if this turns sideways? Because what we don't want is similar to what happened to Michigan State, where now is a lawsuit over $80 million and whether he's going to get it or not. So, no, we're going to make sure that it's worded carefully that if the NCAA comes down or if anything happens, the most we owe him is maybe a year and a half worth of salary, and we can move on to another coach, and he won't be able to sue us. That's how I see it. I could be, because we don't have the details yet.
No, it's all guesswork. And like I said, our intrepid services will find it.
The better question, Mike, was why does everything always have to be so difficult?
Or weird. Did you see the picture of Ward and Santa? I'm sorry. Like, I, if you think I'm being petty, I'd say the same thing about Michigan State. I don't ever want to see a school president in a football jersey. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Why wasn't Sharon in the picture?
I don't know. I'm not.
No, because normally it's the person at the table signing. Right? You see the athletes.
Yeah,
hey,
you show the video of St. Brown signing. You show the video of golf signing. And yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
You know, it's not Spielman and Brad Holmes. Hey, awkward hug, bro hug. Here we go.
No, it's not Chris Spielman in a jersey.
Why is he wearing a jersey? I don't get this.
I don't
what
know.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I think he wants to be a member of the team so bad.
I understand the whole idea of like, it isn't a big deal. This is nothing that will keep me awake at night. It was just you look at the picture and you're like, you're the president of one of the finest universities in the land, and you're in a Stephen Barry's jersey. What are we doing here?
Shout out Stephen Barry.
5 t-shirts, $5. Not the finest quality.
The precursor to Mr. Allen's.
Kenny, you would have loved Stephen Barry's back in the day. You get like 5 t-shirts for $20.
And the beauty of it is, even though they were here, you could have got Georgia gear.
Oh, yeah. Kenny would have been rolling around in a Louisiana Lafayette t-shirt. How? Yeah. Stephen Barry's.
Yeah. It'll last you about 5 minutes, but it's a great shirt.
Maybe 5 months. But
if you took care of it.
Kenny, you're a t-shirt purveyor. You would have cleaned up at Stephen Barry's in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Put it next to a sandwich shop, and I'm there, man.
Oh, my. Oh.
Kenny, you belonged at Michigan State in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey Giant, Stephen Barry's. Maybe a little bagel fragel for you.
Bagel, fr- Rago, Mike.
Flats Grill.
Off the top rope.
Listen, that's back when East Lansing was a real town. Now it's, I don't know what the hell that place is.
They got a Raising Cane's now, so they're back to being
real.
Oh, well,
that's great.
That as well, somewhere.
Really? Really? Come on. Stop it. Come on. You better read something. But no, that I just wanted the one segment there. I do have the Lions power stat for you, though.
Okay. We'll get to that next.
It's going to be something or nothing.
All right.
Okay. 97.1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, Dave, a couple of ticket texts. I got an interesting Lions power stat. We'll get back to the Tigers at 5. David, what's coming in? Anything good?
Yes, I think Moore wanted more money until the spanking by Texas where he lost all his leverage. So, yes, he signed this week.
But time out. He already had agreed to terms, 5 at 30 in January. There's no scenario you're renegotiating. I don't buy that at all.
Yeah, I think that it was probably just some details that they had to work out. What are our out clauses that he would accept?
And if you don't like Rico saying that, then just argue it. Say why that wouldn't be a reasonable thing to ascertain.
Moore was operating on the concept of a contract.
Wow.
Someone else says,
"Ah, to hell with it." All right.
Someone else says, "I was listening to you guys and I forgot Santa was the name of the president. I'm like, WTF is the Claus doing with the head coach of Michigan?
What's wrong with Valeni? He's losing his mind." No, seriously.
He was confused there.
From the reindeer district.
From J-Dub. He says, "The president can wear a jersey if he wants to. Who made y'all the wardrobe police?"
That's
people.
Oh, guys, you don't have to get that serious.
Not even that serious.
It's just the idea you're supposed to be above acting like a 12-year-old. And I honestly, I just haven't really seen that before. The photo's hilarious. And by the way, Ward looks miserable. Okay. Santa is smiling like he just won Homecoming King. Ward looks miserable. If you can't find humor in the photo, that's a you problem.
Jersey Giant, love it. That is classic East Lansing. Love you, Mike. Love you, Rico. Johnny from Ipsy.
Late 90s, Kenny belonged there. Well, now, he would have failed out after one semester. Who are we kidding? But you belong there.
But every time I go up there, I try to get I bring Kenny back so he can experience Jersey Giant.
Someone's asking this question. Is the better question, why are they deciding now to sign him with the NOA? Would that imply Moore is cleared?
Couldn't speak to it. I'm not so much going to go there as I would say maybe that this wasn't supposed to get out. Remember, the only thing Michigan wanted you to believe was that he was at a desk signing a piece of paper in ink, not crayon, in January. Then the story broke. Then Ward inexplicably went podcast mode. They were going to have to get something signed. If you asked me, okay, everything's all good, sign Johnny Porkfats, or here's our out clauses. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. Let's button this up. We look stupid right now. I'm always going to go choice B because I'm a cynical person. Doesn't mean I'm right. I'm just very self-aware.
Would that out clause be called a Santa clause?
Okay, you know what?
You know what? I'm going to give it to
That's
him.
Not bad. It that, really that, isn't.
Kenny?
That's some of Kenny's finest work.
Hercules.
All right, here is your Lions power stat. Now, I said last Friday in Vegas, I think the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. Lions get out to a 1-0 start. I happen to believe you're going to beat the Bucs this week because the Bucs are coming up here where their whole secondary is injured, dead, including all-pro safety Antoine Winfield Jr. Rico, Kenny, David, and the listeners at large, is this something or nothing? That's all you need to do.
Okay.
Something or nothing. Per ESPN stats and research, the Lions are only the fourth team in NFL history to start with two playoff rematches from the previous season. The first three teams that opened their season with back-to-back playoff rematches from the year before, the 66 Packers, the 84 Niners, and the 07 Patriots. What do those teams have in common? They all went to the Super Bowl. Something or nothing. I'm pot committed. We're going to the Super Bowl. But if I can find something that supports my mania and my ridiculous opinion, here it is. Look, I mean, the 07 Patriots were the greatest team in the history of the league. They just didn't win the Super Bowl, but the 84 Niners did, the 66 Pack did. Something or nothing, just a little fun. Deflator. There it is.
Just play the sound effect. We don't even need to hear what Rico has to say.
85 and sunny. We got a baseball team and a wild card chase. I'm trying to sell Super Bowl.
He asked me one question, and I immediately he jumped and went to the other side and just left me stranded. Mike, it supports. What can I say? It supports your thing. I think it's ridiculous, but it works. It works. Sure.
All right, so Rico's saying it's ridiculous, option C.
It's ridiculous, but yes, it could be something, yes.
Kenny, something or nothing?
Absolutely something. You're already planning the parade route. The queue line might not be working, but it's okay.
We will have the queue line working by February. All right. It'll be fine, I think. Maybe. I'll tell you this, the queue line will be done and fixed before the district.
That's a flag.
David, something or nothing?
No, it's
damn
nothing.
It.
It's nothing.
Really? You don't get the sound effect?
I'm not going to play it for myself. I mean,
it's cute. It's funny. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Sure. It is.
You know what, Mike? I can't argue that because of data says it. You got three. It works.
After we move to 2-0, though, I'm going to be able to say we're going to have a playoff party Monday. We start 2-0, we're in.
I'm trying to think, but do the Packers actually count?
What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I was just trying to think. Super Bowl era had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would count.
66, they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. 84, Niners, privilege, won Super Bowl. 07, Patriots. Jeez, who did that team lose to?
Eli Manning.
Hate to see it. I just.
Wait, you mean Super Bowl champion? Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Two-time.
Yeah. Two-time Super Bowl champion, future Hall of Famer.
And a 500 quarterback.
Eli Manning.
Middling stats.
Respect.
I'm not putting nothing on that name. If his last name was... That's Eli. That's actually Daniel Jones. All right, I just... It's something, damn it. It's something because any piece of positive, like, momentum in this magical year of Lions football, I'm bringing it to the table. Rico, it's you just got to step aside. It's our time. You've had your chances. It's not my fault.
You know, I'm
you
not.
You had Jimmy G.
I'm not the enemy. You asked me. I agreed. I thought it was ridiculous, but sure.
You're Drago.
I'm Drago?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if he dies.
See?
He dies.
See? David, give me a few ticket texts and we'll move on. But I'm choosing to believe this is something. The sports gods owe us. After, look, think of this. The Red Wings are the Minnesota Twins. The Tigers are the Washington Capitals. We are owed from the heartbreak of spring. and Kenny's failures. We're owed things in this town. The Wings collapse is the Minnesota Twins collapse. Mm. The Capitals having no business, mystically, with a horrible run differential, goal differential. Oh, Mike, they've got Holtby. What, not Holtby. What the hell's their goalie? Who's the guy who goalied the Wings?
I remember his name.
Not Holtby.
No, Holtby was like six years ago.
I know. Tom Barrasso. Whatever. The
point, Ron Tugnut.
Right, exactly. But we are owed. This is something. Okay. It's something. So
Tigers make the wild card. Lions make the Super Bowl. Okay.
That's our give. That's our comeuppance for 10 years of having the worst winning percentage of any four sports.
No, because you know what would then happen? The sports gods would say, only one can win.
That's fine. So. Right now, timeout. If any Detroit sports fan could sign a piece of paper that said Tigers or Lions, only one can win, you don't think they'd sign it?
No, they would sign it.
375 win percentage over a decade.
No, they would sign it, but either the Tigers are World Series champs or Lions win the Super Bowl.
I know, when the Lions win the Super Bowl, the problem would be if that happens. That's would cease to exist.
Right. I would shake hands and say, Mike, it was nice knowing
the you. Meteor takes us out.
Yep. At that point, I would say, Mike, I normally don't do the cigar. Hey, let's just have a cigar.
What would that be like? Like if they won the Super Bowl, can you? Kenny flipping a police cruiser.
I was about to say,
at this is in 84.
At that point, man, shout out to all the law enforcement officers because, there is no off day. Everybody's in, all hands on deck.
Poor caller DJ, forget it.
And DJ would be on top of the city county statue.
Hey, by the way, how did Ford Field accomplish fake LED roof and we never got the real one at LCA?
Read something.
It looked beautiful.
Read something.
Ford Field had a pretend LED roof. It looked great on Sunday night. Why can't we have a fake LED roof at LCA?
It'll be there for the Pistons home opener.
People won't. All right, we're going to get back to Tiger baseball. I didn't stutter. I've got the two numbers. I need to know which one of them is more real, more accurate. And I've got just some stats that are, it's mystifying how this team has put together a pitching staff. So we'll talk about it in a couple minutes. I just wanted to indulge me.
The floor is yours.
No, one segment on Mr. Coach Prime. So I just...
All I know is somehow I feel like I'm going to say you hate to see it.
No.
Just hate to see it.
Yeah, you do. but I wanted to bring this up because, again, this is something where when people want to get crazy and be like, oh, well, you're rooting against. All right, hold on. Just time out. This is a coach who receives more attention than any other coach in the sport. He is, in his last 11 football games, 2-9. There are 133 Division I football teams. His team ranks 133 in running the football. He had the worst offensive line in Division I last year. He's got the worst offensive line in Division I this year. He had an undisciplined crew last year. This is a team coming off another 9-penalty football game at Nebraska. I can give you football reasons I get to make fun of this. And I didn't want to root against Deion. I love the idea of Deion. I love different. I love entertaining. Mm-hmm. Well, this is how you know you've been up to some ridiculousness. Did you see the reports today of what Deion is responding to?
No.
And it's not his son Shador walking off the field with 2 minutes to go. I don't want to hear about how he was getting checked out and the game was over. If the game was in doubt, he's never leaving that field. If you want to be a team captain or whatever Deion's putting on the jerseys, a dog or whatever it says,
right.
You can't be walking off the field for a 2-minute warning. But he is responding to reports today that he had asked Colorado staffers not to play the fight song and instead to play Shedeur Sanders' rap song.
Now, okay, you know what? Here's the thing. I have been reading that.
And it doesn't make it true.
Right. And so I was like, I didn't know if this was, because in this world of AI, I'm like, I don't know if this is too ridiculous to be true.
It is. But it's how you know you've been up to ridiculousness, that this is the stuff that is now being proliferated about your program. So now Dion's at a press conference and he has to address this crap. It's not true. No one's ever asked the band to refrain from playing the song, the school said. After a touchdown, they play Glory, Glory, Colorado. And after the point, the band plays Fight CU. Well, Dion, when Shedeur Sanders scores, the band will wait a moment for a small snippet of Shedeur's song to play before going into the fight song. This is exactly what happened during the game at North Dakota State, the statement read, referring to Colorado's season-opening win. Well, Colorado kicker Alejandro Mata also has a song that plays after a made field goal, etc. It's just, it's ridiculousness. The truth probably is somewhere in the middle. But here's the
quote. The players have the, like a walk-up song type of thing, except for when they score, they play a little snippet.
The coach called the report from the Denver Sports 104.3 The Fan idiotic in a press conference. Let's start out with the main thing. Whoever reported that I told the band not to play the fight song, it's idiotic. Y'all know that. Get the facts before you run with false narratives. The coach went on to call for accountability from reporters so that things don't get personal. You mean like you made it personal with CBS because you didn't like your ranking in the Big 12 as a head coach?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Banned them. Yes.
Oftentimes in life, we believe the first thing we hear, which we shouldn't. I just would challenge you to be more responsible with your reporting. I never want to get personal. So when it gets personal, you've got to think about it. You've got to understand I have a huge platform. I could really get personal if I wanted to, but I choose not to because that's not right. Some things in life are not right. And we were brought up to love thy neighbor as much as we can. I am only going to leave you with this. And then we're getting to Tiger baseball. Paul Feinbaum said something today, and I thought it was interesting. And whether Paul's talking out of his ass or he's talking to people, I leave to you. He said, this thing feels like it's about to disintegrate. And Dion will look around and go, I'm going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. After what he has displayed in a year and change, I don't think the story's fully written on Dion. I'm saying as we sit here right now, let's say you're a school like Florida or Florida State or pick. Are you picking up the phone to hire this guy?
No.
Okay, so
only
where are you going?
Look,
they are 7.5-point favorites against Colorado State in Fort Collins. This is going to be a sold out game. CSU's got a gorgeous new stadium built a couple of years ago. This is a test for them. Now, Nicolosi's a good QB. Jay Norvell's been a solid coach at the Mountain West level. All I'm telling you is this: remember the Feinbaum quote. If they lose. If they lose as 7.5-point favorites to a bitter in-state rival, something I don't think Dion knows anything about. I don't think his players care. I don't think he cares. Colorado State, they care.
They knew they gave away the game last
if,
year.
Yeah, if they lose, that's where I think it goes DEFCON 1.
And I guess I'm looking at this. Because so many ridiculous things have come from that program to ask the question of Dion.
That's right.
That's actually more responsible. Hey, there's a rumor out here. Is this true or not? I'm not going to bait. I don't know. But you know what? In this day and age, you never know. So address this if you would, please. That's not being personal. Anything, I would give that reporter respect for bringing that up and just coming face to face and just asking me the question. As far as going off the rails, yeah, I thought that as soon as his Shedeur leaves, I think he's gone because I don't think he cares to stick around because I don't think this is as easy as he thought it was going to be. You know what it reminds me of? A lot of when Charlie Weiss went to Notre Dame and he just knew this is going to be a walk in the park for me. I'm smarter than everybody else. I ran the Patriots offense. What do you mean? And he found out. It doesn't work that way in college. And I think Dion is a large slice of humble pie.
See, and what you just said is the reason why I would not hire him at another program. Because, yes, I think he's also going to leave if he gets the opportunity or when his son leaves. But the problem is he doesn't seem like he can coach or do anything without his sons.
David, now I think maybe he'll take a job, whatever pro team takes his son. some type of coordinator, you know, consultant. Deion, you don't grasp the basic things of college is recruiting. That's your lifeblood. If you don't bring in players, you don't win. The portal is nice, but I treat the portal like free agency to fill in the gaps. Okay, we need a right guard. Let's go out and find the best one. We need a running back. Let's go out and find. You can't just keep building a team every year off portal players and you wonder why. Your offensive line. You can't bring in five offensive linemen and then wonder, why can't these guys block? They don't know each other. If you don't want to recruit, I cannot even pick up the phone, because that's all what college football boils down to, is who you keep replenishing your team with.
Just keep an eye on that game this weekend. That's all I'm telling you.
Let's cast the ticket saying.
Steady the ship, the whole bit. But if you are 1-2 in the non-con and you're going to head into the Big 12, where I don't know how many games you will be favored in, and this is an in-state thing where I think one side is keenly aware of what it means and the other. Look, Deion doesn't look to be building a program. That's the and by the way, Shiloh Sanders is out. He had surgery on his forearm. He broke his arm. Look, keep an eye on this one. It's a 7:30 kick. You're bored. I'd flip this on, because I think the game also has a chance to be really nasty.
I was about to say, what's Cash the Ticket say? Do we know yet?
I take Colorado.
It's a preview.
I take Colorado State. Mm-hmm. 7.5. Colorado can't run the ball, and they can't protect for their quarterback. How do you cover numbers as a team that way?
And that strikes me as weird, because your son is the quarterback. I figured if anything.
Well, then did you see Shador throw his O-line under the bus in the postgame? Rico, it's just like, if people think that there's a narrative, it's not. I'm taking their actions, no, and I'm bringing them up.
I think I switched over to another game.
I'm very disappointed in Deion. That's all I can tell you.
He really threw them all under the bus?
Wow. How many times did Dylan Raiola get touched? Wry smile. You're basically saying your O-line sucks. Now, how long is that going to work?
Yeah. Wow.
And by the way,
you better be buying them all rollies. Well, I'll just put it like
Shador, I got news for you. That ain't going to work when your O-line is grown-ass men and you walk into the NFL next year.
That may not work now. It's like, oh, okay, you know what? Oops. Was I supposed to block him? That looked like that. It was painful.
Oh, you pulling a Lomas with Scott Mitchell?
Right.
All right, Tigers, let's talk about it. I've got two numbers. You got to tell me which one's more real. We'll get to it next. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.